الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيه فينظر كيف تعملون فتى فإن أول فتنة بني إسرائيل كانت في النساء كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم. Most respected, esteemed ulama ikram, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Suwayd ibn al-Harith was from the Azdi tribe. He says, وَفَدْتُ سَابِعَ سَبْعَ من قومي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما دخلنا عليه كلمناه فأعجبه ما رأى من سمتنا وزينا. He says, I was one of the seven from my tribe that came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We spoke to him and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at us and he observed us, our character, our dressing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was really amazed by us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma antum. Amazing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed surprise. He could have said, Man antum. Who are you? But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma antum. You people are such amazing people. What are you? Who are you? And they said, What an answer also. What an answer. They said, Mu'minun. We are Mu'minun. We are believers. They didn't say Muslimun. 2 weeks ago, Mulana gave the explanation. So this hadith, I found it quite apt to explain a few things, current affairs also, and to extend that talk also, to make certain things clear. They said, Mu'minun. We are Mu'min. We are believers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to smile. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَةٌ فَمَا حَقِيقَةُ قَوْلِكُمْ وَإِيمَانِكُمْ. Okay, you say you have iman. Iman is quite a high level. It means I don't just have the external actions. I have Allah in my heart. So can you explain to me what is the truth and the reality of your claim? What is the proof of your claim? Can you produce something to show me that what you are saying is true? So amazing how they responded also. They said, خَمْسَ عَشْرَةَ خَصْلَةَ. We have 15 things to present, to show that we are mu'mineen. And we understand, beloved brothers, that a believer is made up of sifat and qualities. A believer is not just a name, by namesake, that I am a believer. But a believer and a Muslim has sifat and has qualities. And any product in this world becomes valuable when it has qualities. If it's a quality product, and you can explain the features of it, then you say it has value. So a Muslim has value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he has qualities and when he has features, and not just any features, the features of Islam. By and large, we have been affected with the qualities, the sifat, the mannerisms, the teachings of the West. And so we have been attracted to those features and we have adopted many of those features. But let us look at the features of Islam by virtue of which Hazrat Suwayd radiallahu anhu is saying that we are believers. Khamsa ashrata khasla. Khamsun minha amaratna biha rusuluka an nu'mina biha. There are 5 of them that your Sahaba radiallahu anhum taught us and came to us and said that you must believe in these 5 things. وَخَمْسٌ أَمَرَتْنَا أَن نَعْمَلَ بِهَا. And there are five things that your Sahaba radiallahu anhum told us that we must practice upon. وَخَمْسٌ تَخَلَّقْنَا بِهَا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَةِ There are five things that we adopted in the days of ignorance. فَنَحْنُ عَلَيْهَا الْآنِ إِلَّا أَن تَكْرَهَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا We have adopted it, we have kept it with us, unless you tell us that you don't like one of them, and we will drop it and we will leave it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he said, tell me, what are the five things that my Sahaba radiallahu anhum told you to bring iman in? So they said, amaratna biha rusuluka an nu'mina billah. They commanded us to believe in Allah. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ They commanded us to believe in Allah, in His angels, in His prophets, on the last day, and بَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ and the resurrection after death. When we were in madrasa, then there were two kalimas that were taught to us. In fact, I will just mention the fifth kalima also. Kalima redd kufr, the negation of disbelief. And some of our parents made us read those kalimas before we slept. And some of our parents would stand and hear us reading those kalimas. Ulama are saying, I saw a printout recently about a month or two ago, where these kalimas have been printed again. The basic five kalimas and Iman Mujmal, Iman Mufassal, pocket size, my Muslim ID card. And adults are being given this across the board because we are in such time where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِ كَافِرًا That a man can wake up in the morning as a believer and go to bed as a disbeliever. وَيُمْسِ كَافِرًا Go to bed as a believer, as a mu'min, but wake up as a disbeliever. So Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salehji Sahab explaining this, he said, I was wondering how will this happen? How will this feature, how will this occur that a man can sleep as a believer, but wake up as a disbeliever? Or wake up as a believer and sleep as a disbeliever? How? He said, content what we are reading. I met a person, he watched one video on YouTube. He said, Maulana, I'm having severe doubts about our basic teachings of Islam. One video. One person watched one movie. After watching the movie, he said, now I got gay tendencies. When a person sees an advert, it's a dawah, it's an invitation. And he must be drawn towards it. When you put yourself in the association of these people, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumat ila an-nur. Allah is the friend of the believers. He takes them out of darkness and He puts them into light. Walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut yukhrijunahum min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat. You're going to go and watch those videos. You're going to watch the television. You're going to associate with these people. Yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumat ila min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat. They are going to take you out of the nur of Islam into darkness. And it will happen in stages, not once off. It will start with one thing, two things, three, called Zehni Irtidad. Zehni Irtidad translates as intellectual apostasy. That a person looks, but in his heart, he has severe doubts. Because to be a Muslim, innamal mu'minun alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi, thumma lam yartabu. The shart is thumma lam yartabu. You can't have doubts. If you are going to doubt in the existence of Allah, in the oneness of Allah, in the perfection of Allah, then a person is doing against Quran and Hadith, he's out of the fold of Islam. Iman is so sensitive. Normally we pass these discussions, we just pass it. We believe in Allah, believe in Anbiya, believe in the Rasul, let's continue. No, brothers. This is a time and age we need to understand our beliefs. Our parents made us read those kalimas. It wasn't for nothing. Many of us today, we forgot those kalimas. We forgot to read it. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an ushrika bika shay'a wa ana a'lamu bihi wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu bihi. How beautiful. O Allah, I seek your refuge that I ascribe a partner to you, knowingly, and if I did it unknowingly, I seek your forgiveness. Tubtu wa tabarra'tu. O Allah, make it known. If I did it unconsciously, unaware, tabarra'tu, I have freed myself from that shirk. I have turned back to you. Wa aqulu la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You are renewing your iman. If your iman went, it came back. Our parents had a lot of wisdom, the ulama had a lot of wisdom, that before going to bed, if something went wrong, you brought your iman back. You made sure you slept in the state of iman. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. I believe in Allah as He is. I don't need to know details. Kama huwa, as Allah is. As Allah is perfect. Ilahu wahid. When we say Allah is one, then we are saying that there is no second to Him. When we say Allah is one, then we are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfection is from eternity and it will be till eternity. When we are saying Allah is one, then we are saying laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing is like Him, nothing was like Him in the past, present, and can never be like Him in the future. La ilaha illahu ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is none worthy of worship but Allah, al-Ahad as-Samad, the one that is independent from His creation, free from needs. Every creation is dependent on Him. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Allah didn't give birth to anyone, nor was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala born from anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And there is no similarity, no likeness. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Wa huwa sami'ul alim. There is nothing like Allah. Allah hears everything. Allah knows everything. Allah sees everything. Allah is absolutely perfect. La ilaha illa wa rahmanur rahim. There is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most compassionate, the most merciful. We have to renew our iman, brothers. We are living in such treacherous times. One video, one post, a man's him off. His brain sort of go upside down. There's an inqilab in his brain, in his thinking. And we wonder, what happened to this person? He went to madrasa. He was with the ulama. He was in the company of the pious. How did he go off? The time is a time of fitna to duhaima, the fitna of darkness. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'da al maut. Every one of these statements, they are known as the seven articles of faith, the seven fundamentals of your belief. Every one of them go into great detail. I believe in Allah. Understand what we are saying. When I have made my allegiance with Allah, opening verses of the Quran explain a lot to us. My time doesn't permit me to go into too much of detail. Allah Ta'ala opens the Quran before even Surah Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This Bismillah is telling us a lot of things. Bismillah is telling us a lot of things. Ulama say there were 104 scriptures. 104 scriptures, including the Torah, Suhuf, booklets, and the Torah, Injil, Zabur. So 104. All the previous scriptures, you'll find it in the Quran. The message of them is condensed in the Quran al-Majid. And whatever is in the Quran al-Majid, you will find it condensed in Surah Fatiha. And whatever is in Surah Fatiha, you will understand it and find it in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When a person is saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he is saying, oh Allah, I have no control, I have no ability, I cannot talk, I cannot recite, I cannot do, I cannot act. Bismillah, I can only do it with your qudrat, with your help. Ala kulli shayin qadir, wa ma tasha'una illa an yasha Allah. Wa la taqulanna li shayin inni fa'im dhalika ghada illa an yasha Allah. Quran is saying you can't even wish unless Allah wishes and desires. When a person is saying Bismillah, he's saying, Allah, I need you, I can't do it without you. Not only recite the Quran, there is nothing in my life that I can do without you, O Allah. If Allah doesn't want it to happen, it will not happen. If Allah takes away a person's vision, is there anyone that can give him vision? If Allah takes away a person's ruh and his life, can anyone give him life? Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen, walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen, wa idha maridtu fahuwa yashfeen, walladhi atma'u an yaghfira li khati'ati yawm ad-deen. Who is Allah? He's explaining. Allah created me. Allah guides me. Without guidance, every day our greatest need we read in Salah, Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guide us, فَإِن تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي تَكِلْنِي إِلَى ضُعْفِ وَعُورَ وَذَنْبِ وَخَطِيعَ. So many things, brothers. Quran Sharif is filled. Our ulama said that there are three kitabs. You will never be able to encompass them. They are oceans. They are oceans. The more you dive, the more gems you find. One is Quran Sharif. One is Bukhari Sharif. And the third one is Masnavi Sharif. He said, there are so many lessons in there. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi's Masnav. So many lessons that every error you'll take out one lesson from there. And every error you'll find a solution there. So who is Allah? We need to talk to our children. We need to explain to them. Why? When they're going to school and it's Diwali time, they're telling them, make a Diwali card. We are talking about schools that are public schools in general or have a Christian ethos. They will tell them, make one Diwali card. Give a gift to your friend. Interfaith has been happening from before our time. We used to stand in the assembly, what they will make you read? They won't talk about Allah. They talk about Father. You must also read that. Indoctrination. Students that go to these schools where you pay tens of thousands of rands. Tens of thousands of rands. I was in the Eastern Cape and in Makanda, they only call it Grahamstown. There are many of these schools, boarding schools. Top class, Graham College, that's one of the bottom rung. And you get the top class, St. Andrews, all these saints. They're not saints, but they made them saints anyway. Top class, over 100,000 a year, more than that. But they will take that Muslim child. He's away from home. We met them, we used to go there, talk to them. Take him to the church. They'll have Bible classes also. Now we're talking about that. Many people watch movies and television. What are promoted in movies and television? What are promoted? We're talking about Aqeedah. These are the five things. These Sahaba came and said, we are Mu'minun. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, what is the haqq of your qawl? What is the reality and the truth of what you are saying? They said, Nu'mina billah. When they said, we believe in Allah, they were ready to lay down their lives for Allah. It wasn't just a statement, it was a reality in their hearts. One Sahabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes him up. Incidentally, his name was also Haris or Haritha. He said, Kayfa asbahta ya Haritha, O Haritha, how did you wake up this morning? He said, I woke up as a true believer. How can you say this? What is the proof? He said, first thing, I got no inclination and desire to this world. Azafat nafsi anid dunya. My whole attention is on akhirat. He said, with these eyes, I can see Allah's arsh. I can see jannat. I can see jahannam. It wasn't a fairy tale. These sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they gave themselves over to Allah, they gave themselves wholeheartedly. That's what you call Islam and Muslim, submitted themselves. I have no desire of my own. I have no will of my own. I have no rai and opinion. Whatever Allah says, that is what I will do. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, that is what I will accept and that is what I will follow. And I won't see it in any other way. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Jafar radiallahu anhu goes into the court. He's in a foreign country. Najashi is in front. They make a mashura and they say, what are we going to do when it is the protocol of the king to bow down? He said, we will say what our Nabi alayhi salam taught us and we won't bow down. Uthman radiallahu anhu goes as an envoy of the Muslims. It was the occasion of Hudaybiyah 6 AH. And he is now one Muslim among all the kuffar. And he has his pants above his ankles. So So that person, that was his relative, his cousin or some relative to him, he said to him that now you should lower your garment. You are going for negotiations. What opinion they will have of you? Consider the opinion they will have. You have to look at the favorability of the situation, how you can win over the favor. He said no. Even in this situation also, in this situation where we desire so much, in that situation, this one sunnah of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I will never leave it out. Because this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. Not even one sunnah. Leave all the logic. Ulama say, subhanallah, when you say Rabbul Alameen, when you say Rabbul Alameen, we never come to Rahman and Rahim. Rahman and Rahim is mubalagha. It is emphasis. What it means? It means Allah doesn't need us. It is Allah's extreme mercy and compassion that Allah created us to reward us. Otherwise, Allah doesn't need us. Allah doesn't need our recognition also. Allah doesn't need us. Allah has some certain angels that are in qiyam. Allah has some of them in sujood. Allah has some of them in ruku. They are in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hamilina arsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah don't need us. It is His rahmah, His extreme compassion and mercy. The all merciful, the very merciful. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us so that He can favor us with jannat. So that we can have a good life. But one condition is become obedient, recognize Him, become obedient to Him. Rabbul Alameen. Ulama say when we say Rabbul Alameen, we translate as the Lord of the worlds, the nurturer. When we say nurturer, there are three stages. The one stage is from non-existence, Allah put you into existence. Then Allah didn't just leave you there, find your way. Then Allah makes every arrangement from the time the child is helpless as a baby. Allah sees to the child's needs. Whatever was the need of that child, the child needed to be hugged, to be kissed, to be cleaned, to be fed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chipped the mother with the chip of love. Such love for that child that it can be in the middle of the night, it can be in any place, it can be anywhere. That attachment is there, you cannot see it, but it is there. It's a very deep attachment. Now the mothers are asking what du'as we can read for our children, they're writing exams. More than the children will be sleeping, they'll be reading tahajjud and making du'a, Ya Allah, my child, make them successful. The du'a of the mother, Allah is doing. Rabb, Allah made arrangements. A person opened his shop, he thinks he is earning. Allah is muqallibul qulub. He is the one that is turning the hearts of people to Him to come to His shop and purchase. Otherwise, if Allah wants, there are many people that open and they are to close down. There are many people that look for success and they were unsuccessful. Who is the one that is providing? Who is the one that is Razzaq? Who is the one that is sustaining? So my beloved brothers, we haven't even gone through the five. We are looking at the first quality, and inshallah in time we'll have to complete this hadith. They said, Amaratna rusuluka an nu'mina billah. Understand when we believe in Allah, when we're supposed to believe in Allah, what it entails. My desires are not in the equation. Because the sign of Qiyamah will be Hawan Muttaba'an, that a person will follow his desires. The world is not the goal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ad-dunya hulwatun khadira. The world is sweet and green. It is a pleasure to look at, and when you get into it, then your desires don't get satisfied from it. It's a chocolate in a different form. Sometimes in the form of a woman also. Very, very sweet. But when a person gets into that chakra and he gets involved, then he will forget what Allah got for him in Jannat. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one bunch of grapes, whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, softer than butter, no seeds in it. It is so huge. Masira tashaharin, the distance it will take a crow to fly without getting tired for an entire month. Over 30,000 kilometers roughly. One bunch of grapes. That's only one bunch. I'm not talking about the tree. Not talking about the palace. Not talking about everything else. And not talking about the hurs also. One bunch of grapes. صَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ Allah says the Jannat for your understanding. For your understanding. Jannat, the breadth, not the length. The breadth is the distance between the heavens and the earth. Or the distance of the heavens and the earth. Mind-boggling, brothers. Believe in that Allah. Give your life to that Allah. Hand yourself over to that Allah. What are you doing running after the world? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, last week we explained a bit. And this week also in this hadith. Inna dunya hulwatun khadira. Wa inna Allah mustakhlifukum fi fayanzur kayfa ta'malun. Allah is going to make you His Khalifa and vicegerents on this earth. Whether it is in the position of running governments, or whether it is in the position of running your own empire, where you got your family, you got your employees under you, Muslim employees and non-Muslim employees. فَيَنْذُرُ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah is going to see how you deal, how you conduct. When I open the world for you, what you are going to do. فَيَنْذُرُ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah wants to see what you do. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sounds the warning. Be very careful not to fall in this world. You know, there's two hadiths, one hadith actually, one word of hikmah, and a last point inshallah, and we'll conclude, and we have to continue with this on some other occasion. One person said, a person is drowning, not when he's in the water, but when the water gets... A ship is sailing when it's on the water, but sinking when the water gets into it. It is not that a person got wealth, and so it is terrible, and he's a bad person, and you must stay away from him. No. The problem is, like we started last week, that this person will mix up with his deen on account of that wealth, certain actions that will destroy him. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so the love of wealth gets into him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ I never completed last week. I don't fear poverty for you. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا My fear is, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فِتْنَةٌ وَفِتْنَةُ أُمَّةِ الْمَالِ The test of this ummah is wealth. And this world will be opened up for you. And then you will begin to compete with one another for this world. Like how the people of the past had competed for this world. And then it will destroy you. كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ Like how it destroyed the people of the past. So my beloved brothers, we haven't even gone to the second point. But just to recap, we need to come on this first point properly. That we become firm believers in Allah. Our trust must be in Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't turn to anyone besides Allah. When Allah ta'ala says, هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ And I will have to mention this point and conclude. When Allah says, هُدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Then the ulama say, muttaqin means those that abstain. Then abstain from what? They say the first point is that they abstain from the wrong beliefs. And they will have to cut off themselves from the wrong beliefs and practices. Halloween was never something that was part of South African community at all. It wasn't part of our culture. Nor was it part of the Muslim community ever. But recently, and again, it's from the schools. By and large, this culture, it is promulgated from the schools. This has its roots in shirk and Satanism. Stay away from it. Umar radiallahu anhu said, اجتنبوا أعداء الله في أعيادهم. Stay away from the enemies of Allah in the days of celebration. Just now was Diwali. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained, Subhanallah, اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا. Their deen is a play and amusement. Lighting some fire. But actually that is also Satan worship. Because Shaitan said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ The quality of sand, it stays on the ground. And the quality of fire, it goes up on Diwali high. Who's high? Right in the sky. But show it, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is high. Shaitan worship. That is Satanism. So my beloved brothers, once again, we need to revise our kalimat. Make it a daily practice. In the morning, recite the kalima excessively. Jaddidu imanakum, renew your iman. And before going to bed, renew your iman. And regularly talk to your children about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the correct beliefs of a Muslim. and make an effort. And how? I say we can't do it on our own. We have to have, like a person wants to excel in sport, he needs a coach. Or he goes to school but he still needs a tutor. So when it comes to our deen, how can we do it on our own? So we need a murabbi. We need someone that will put his hand of shafaqah, of kindness on us, and train us, show us and guide us. And that is why in South Africa we are very fortunate that Allah has given us senior ulama. Alhamdulillah, ulama from foreign ulama will be coming, and they come all the time. Those gatherings that are there, we must take part in it. Again, on the 15th of November, I see in Mpangeni, there is a program with the great senior ulama of our country. We can go and sit in those gatherings. On a regular basis, weekly, ulama are having programs. They are having programs in various masjids. All it requires that we take out some time and go sit in those gatherings with the intention of changing our lives. Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, give all of us the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, tomorrow also another opportunity has presented itself, especially for the youth, inshallah. Tomorrow, the 1st of November in our masjid, we will be having a special youth program. And I appeal to our youth, I don't know, for some reason when we say youth, then in the minds they feel that we are too old. We are too old. So anyway, from the age of 14 upwards, there will be a program for the youth in the masjid, inshallah. So 14 to 29 in specific, inshallah, there will be a program by Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Desai Sahab in our masjid after the Maghrib Salah. For the ages under 14, there will be a specific program with a specific speaker and a demo, inshallah, for them in the madrasa house that is on my right side, on your left hand side, the driveway next door, inshallah, for the youngsters. And for the ladies, at about 10 to 3, there will be, inshallah, a special program at the same venue in the madrasa house there for the ladies, inshallah, at 10 to 3 till 4:20, till 20 past 4. And there will be a Q&A also for the ladies, as well as a Q&A, inshallah, for the youth that will be attending in our masjid. Inshallah, we appeal to the brothers to pass this message on. It is for the youth of Parlock, of Bakerville, and of Newlands.